A citrus market report by Coldwell Banker Commercial Saunders Real Estate indicates that citrus groves in 2013 sold at per acre prices of from $5,600 for groves producing 175 boxes and less per acre to $21,000 for groves producing 500 and more boxes per acre. Saunders President Dean Saunders, who hosted a land conference Friday, comments on those per-acre prices.
The $21,000, I think we need to, you know, kind of scrub that one. There's always, you know, anomalies here and there, but bottom line is, yeah, you've got that scale right, and it's hard to find 500-600 box acre groves anymore. I mean, the fruit's dropping as fast as they can put it on there, it just seems like. So it's hard to get that kind of production.
Throw out that $21,000, as you noted, what would be really, for the most part, the top range then for citrus grove?
I think the top end you're going to find is somewhere in that $15,000 an acre range, and that's for really, really highly productive groves along the ridge.
You noted there may be some small growers going out of business. I have heard anecdotal evidence that they already are because of HLB, and we may go to more institutional buyers of citrus land. Tell us your thoughts a little on that.
Well, I think we're at the beginning of a paradigm. Growers are just getting fed up with it. They can't stomach the cost. They can't pay it. They don't have enough production. Maybe they haven't taken care as good of their grove as they could have, and things have happened to them, or they don't have generations behind them that want to take it over, or they're just getting old and fed up and worn out. And it's apparent to me that probably what's going to have to happen is a whole recapitalization of the industry. We're going to have to probably get rid of the trees we have now because they're infected and replant them. The question is, when do we do it? And I think a lot of guys know that that's what they're going to have to do ultimately. And they just don't. Some of them just don't have the energy to do it. But I do think where those are challenges for some people, there's opportunities for others. And that's why I think we're at the beginning of that paradigm. People are going to wake up, decide they're not going to fight it anymore, but others are going to be standing in line, particularly for those really high productive, traditional growing areas along the ridge and in southwest Florida. I think we're going to see a lot more demand, a repositioning, a consolidation.
Who will be some of those institutional buyers of citrus land?
Well, again, I think it's going to be some of those Wall Street investors, one. Two, the growers that are already here, the large growers that are here making a go of it and see the opportunities. I think that's going to be primarily where we see the growth.
You said there's been a pickup in sales of former grove land, what we call abandoned grove land. Who has been buying that acreage and where is it going to?
Well, of the sales that we looked at, half of those were over in the East Coast, in Brevard, Indian River, St. Lucie, Martin counties. In Martin County, a lot of that land was getting converted to farmland, sugarcane. Some will be farmed in tomatoes and maybe peppers. Same thing in St. Lucie and Indian River, spotty farming for parts of it, sod for some, and then just traditional hold and wait for development. We're seeing a little bit of spattering of all of that. But on the positive side, from an ag guy like me, is that most of that land is going back into some ag use.
Any other thoughts on the citrus side?
No, just, again, I think the industry is resilient, and the growers have proven that over the years. I couldn't wake up every day and do what I do if I didn't think we had a shot at whipping greening.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.